The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan Ballengee, and welcome to The Press. We start a new week this week. We start with the Honda Classic in our week opening show. We'll look at the early outright markets for this week's event at PGA National on the Champion Course in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. First, a little bit of a review of the weekend that was. Jon Rahm won for the third time in calendar 2023, picking up the Genesis Invitational, winning by a deuce over Max Homa, a former champion of this event. And it was a really entertaining final round. You had Homa in there. You had Cantlay in there. Will Zalatoris gets up there. You have Keith Mitchell as well. Really nice top five players on the leaderboard. A good week at a great golf course. My favorite on the PGA Tour. It's one of those where, it's not a major, but with the designated status that it now has, and it was already a great tournament because of Tiger Woods' involvement and the host course, it was just even a bigger event this past weekend. So after back-to-back weeks of designated tournaments in Phoenix and just outside Los Angeles, technically Los Angeles, we move all the way across the country and start the Florida swing with the Honda Classic. Again, PGA National Champion Course. This is a Jack Nicklaus special. And this is an interesting year for the tournament for a bunch of different reasons. First, it is the last year Honda is the sponsor of this tournament. They are the longest running continuous sponsor, active sponsor of the PGA Tour. That will come to an end this week. And that's in part because tournaments like Genesis, tournaments like Phoenix, tournaments like the former WGC in Mexico put this event in a bad position on the schedule. A decade ago, this was the tournament where Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas and all kinds of other great players of that time, that was a little before Justin Thomas, I guess, came in and played this tournament. And it was kind of a second host event for Jack Nicklaus because he is one of the hosts, and the hospital that bears his and his wife's Barbara's name benefits from this tournament. Unfortunately, there's more money available elsewhere. There are better courses, frankly. Not that I hate the Champion Course, but it's just tough and very susceptible to the wind this time of year, which makes scoring pretty tricky. And there's a lot of water in play, so there's a lot of opportunities for penalty strokes, for blow-up holes, for kind of tournament-altering single-hole moments, single-shot moments even, that a lot of players, top players, just don't really like. And after 2 weeks of $20 million tournaments, they're playing for $8.4 million this week, which is nothing to sneeze at, but compared to those 2 weeks, it is. So you've got nine of the world top 50 this week. You've even got some of the better players outside the top 50. Think about it, Taylor Montgomery not playing this week because they've played the last couple or they've played one of the last two and they had a great West Coast swing and they just want to take a week off because guess what comes after this? Then you've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Then you've got the Players. Then you've got the week over at Innisbrook, which we'll probably get a similar field, likely a little bit better field than this one because the Players like Innisbrook more. And then you're going to have a couple quick weeks before you're at the Masters. You've got a WGC Dell Match Play Championship, the last one of those coming up as well. So three designated tournaments coming up in this month of March / early April. And then you've got a major. So really four designated tournaments because the Masters counts as one of them. So this is kind of an off week, but that means a good thing for us bettors because that means we get some interesting odds. And we don't necessarily have to presume that someone in the top 15 in the world is going to win this tournament, which allows us to have a little bit more fun, I think. I think everyone knew in the back of their head the last couple weeks, there was a very realistic possibility that players ranked even inside the top 5 in the world were going to win both those tournaments, and the value was going to not be very good. And that's the reality of it. Scottie Scheffler won, what was he, 12, 11 to 1 coming into the week. And then you had Rahm coming in, one of the clear favorites, sub 10 to 1, depending on where you got him. You knew that was a very distinct possibility. Here, we're going to have a little bit of fun, which is great. So let's look at the top of the board. Top of the board this week is 8 to 1, but it's Sun Jae-in, past winner here. And a guy playing really good golf overall. Maybe not good enough to be at that top 5 level, but certainly good enough to be in that top 25 level in the world, top 20 level in the world. And then you have underneath him, Shane Lowry coming in at 12 to 1. Tied for 14th last week after a couple of rough weeks to start the year. Maybe he steadied the ship a little bit. And he does seem to like this golf course a fair amount. Then you've got Alex Noren and Aaron Wise, both 22 to 1. Alex Noren's been in the top 5 here twice in the last 5 years, including last year was a contender when Sepp Straka won. And he's kind of, as I've alluded to in one of our pieces for golfnewsnet.com, kind of like a Russell Henley guy that just rates out really well because he gains strokes and it's kind of unspectacular, but he does it consistently, which means he does really well rating wise. But this is a tournament venue he clearly likes. The only thing to keep in mind is that he had a little bit of a surprising run through the last couple of weeks. So, and not necessarily in a good way. So that's just something to keep in mind. But overall, the long-term trend line is very good for Alex Noren. Aaron Wise is just a guy I don't think about a lot week to week. Nothing against him. He's a great player. Just I don't think about him that much. Chris Kirk, 25 to 1, along with Minwoo Lee. For those of you who do not watch the DP World Tour like I do, and you should. You should invest some time in that just to get to know guys for weeks like these, for the players, for the WGC that's left, for the major championships for sure. Minwoo Lee has been playing great golf since the fall on the DP World Tour, and he is in the top 50 in the world. There's a reason he's in this tournament. This tournament has a history, particularly in the last decade and a half, of inviting players inside the top 50 that aren't PGA Tour regulars. Well, there aren't many of them anymore that are DP World Tour regulars that aren't on LIV. Minwoo Lee is one of those guys. So he's over here this week, 25 to 1. Matt Kuchar has been playing good golf, been inside the top 8 in 2 of his last 4 starts. He is at 28 to 1, along with Denny McCarthy, a guy I absolutely love this week. He figured out Riviera a little bit for himself. He had historically not played it well, played really well this past week, and he's been playing well just overall, played very, very well at Pebble, gave himself at least an outside chance to win if Justin Rose had stumbled. I think this is a venue where he can succeed. The only downside to Denny McCarthy is he is not the most accurate driver of the golf ball, which could put himself in some difficult positions around this golf course. But I think of him a little bit kind of like a Russell Henley kind of guy in a way that he can get it around really well without being very long. He's got a short game that can save him a lot of times. And he seems to kind of be putting it together from tee to green in a way he hadn't previously. You got Billy Horschel, 30 to 1, throw him out with the bathwater. He's not playing well. I don't even want to look at him. Adam Svensson and Thomas Dietrich and Taylor Pendrith and Sepp Straka, who's the defending champion, JT Poston and Harris English are all 35 to 1. There's going to be a lot of folks who like this range this week, particularly Svensson. I love Dietrich. Not so interested in Pendrith. I mean, he drives the crap out of the ball. He's been playing better golf, but I could see this golf course being a real pain in his neck. Poston, I think, is going to get a fair amount of love as well. Then you get into the 40s. You've got Cam Davis and Adrian Meronk, one of those top 50 guys from the DP World Tour that's not playing this week in India. He's playing here for really 4 times the prize money because it's $2 million at the Hero Indian Open. It's 8.4 here. He's a great player, up-and-coming player. Not sure he's ready for this stage yet, but a very good player. And then getting to the 45, that's Johnny Vegas. 50, Lee Hodges, Garrick Higo. Christian Mazadenhoy's kind of interesting to me. He's playing good golf. Ben Griffin is a guy that's going to get bet a lot this week. I've seen him at 70 other markets. He's 55 here at DraftKings. He's going to get a lot of love, along with Will Gordon, I think. We'll get some love. I think taking a couple of weeks off was very important for him. He seemed out of gas after a really nice fall run. Guy I really like this week, and now I'm just going to be a little bit more selective going down the board here, is Ben Ahn. Really likes this venue. Seems to be playing good golf. It's a venue where you don't have to be the best putter in the world. Ball striking is very, very critical here, in my opinion. I think he's an interesting play at that 60 range. I like Aaron Rye personally. I like his trend line. I like where he's going. Don't love him so much to win, but we'll see what his derivative market looks like. But I would like him in a top 20 this week once that comes out. A guy that I think should get a lot of love this week is Patrick Harrington. Yes, he is in his 50s. But guess what? He played in Florida last week. And yeah, he lost to a 65-year-old man in Bernhard Langer, but he was tied for second. He's playing great golf, had a nice run on the DP World Tour in their swing through the United Arab Emirates. He has played this tournament venue well in the past, too. He can win this week. He is as long as pretty much anybody in this field, outside of like Taylor Pendrith division. He is a long hitter for 50-something years old. He can win this golf tournament. Some other guys that are probably worth noting, Erik van Rooyen might be turning it around. Callum Tarran seems to have become a little bit more of a just a more complete player in the last 7 or 8 months. He's at 100-1, I think should get a lot of love, and I think deservedly so. Mark Hubbard at 110-1 is practically an auto bet. I love him in weaker fields, and he likes this tournament venue. I will be on him this week. So people are going to love Carl Yuan. I'm fine with that. Playing good golf, not necessarily my favorite. Long shot I'm really interested in, other than Mark Hubbard. Pearson Coody just won on the Korn Ferry Tour. He has made the commitment to going through the Korn Ferry to get to the PGA Tour. He's practically there, just a couple more good finishes. He's going to be on next year because it's top 30 in points now on the Korn Ferry Tour. Pearson Coody could win this tournament. He is a very good golfer, good young player who's going to become a name you're going to get to know. I am almost certain of it. And I don't mean like in an Akshay Bhatia way, like, oh, he might win. Oh, he turned pro too early. No, Pearson Coody has the goods. And I think he can be a tremendous, tremendous player on the PGA Tour. Gets an opportunity this week because of the nature of this field and the reality that you don't have the best field this week. But this creates chances for certain guys. And I think this is one of them. Another guy I will point out that I don't necessarily love, well, two guys I'll point out that I don't necessarily love, but hey, we've got a week where we can do this. Ryan Moore is playing some pretty good golf, and I know that's kind of surprising because it doesn't typically seem that way these days, but he is playing some good golf. And then the other guy I'll point out, because some other folks have mentioned him, not necessarily my pick, but Vincent Norman at 250-1 is kind of interesting, kind of has a profile of a guy that could play this golf course pretty well. I'll say that at least. And then outside of that, you're starting to get awfully deep here. Now, I'm not saying awfully deep guys can't win this tournament this week. Just saying it's probably quite unlikely that's going to happen. So I could see as deep as 200-1 being worth it for some players if you see a difference in value to where you think they have a chance to win. And you're just kind of just playing those percentages, putting a small number on some of those players. I think I did mention Chris Kirk at 25-1. I probably will play him. I know he had a not so great couple of weeks, WDing, and then just not playing his best golf after a nice little run there. So probably needed the rest. Hopefully that's good enough for this week, and we'll see where that leaves things. Now, we don't have a whole lot to work with otherwise this week. Yet, we have some early numbers for the Hero Indian Open. We'll talk about those here in a second. We also have an LPGA event this week. The Honda LPGA Thailand is the second event of the season. It kicks off their Winter Asian Swing. It's a 72-player field. It is loaded. 37 of the world top 50 are competing in that tournament. And really the reason most of the other 13 aren't is because they either play exclusively in Japan or Korea. Stacked field this week on the LPGA, but because of that nature, you get some really short odds, like Champions Tour short odds. So let's keep a note on that. We'll come back to that, but those odds I have not seen yet from DraftKings. I have seen them in overseas markets, but I'm not really willing to entertain that quite yet. So we'll talk about the Hero Indian Open to wrap things up. All right, so this week's venue on the DP World Tour is called DLF Golf and Country Club. It's in New Delhi, India. This tournament has really been victimized because of COVID. Been either not played or played at weird spots or canceled. This is going to be a coming back out week for this tournament. And it's a nice tournament. I mean, Hero puts a lot of money into golf, and they don't really have to put a ton of money into this. because they've now created an Asian swing on the DP World Tour. So you went Singapore, Thailand, now you're here in India. Nice 3 weeks, a lot of consistency between fields because it's really just a road trip kind of thing. $2 million purses every single week. You had Torbjørn Olesen winning, I think, the seventh time in his DP World Tour career. One in Thailand in very warm conditions. You're going to get them again this week in New Delhi. The golf course, though, is very tight. It is visually intimidating. There are a lot of rock outcroppings and wood-faced bunkers, which is very interesting when you watch it on TV. This is a venue where older players, experienced players can do really well. You got to keep the ball in play. You cannot be wild and win this golf tournament. And you got to have some, I would say at least some reserve. You can't just go for everything because there are a lot of intimidating shots on this golf course. And you just need to kind of take your time, pick your spots. That all said, top of the board, Torbjørn Olesen, 10-1. Nikolai Højgaard, 11-1. Bob McIntyre, 14-1. Yannick Paul, 18-1. Kind of interested in him. Oliver Becker, 20-1. Yus Luiten, 25-1, along with Jungwoo Wang and Eduardo Molinari. Kazuki Higa is 28-1 with Kale Smuja. And then Shubhankar Sharma, I really like this week, 30-1. He's coming around. I think this could be a really cool tournament for him to kind of get back into the winner's circle. Pablo Larrazabal, I really like this week at 30-1. Renato Paratori, 35-1, along with Mikko Koronen. And Marcel Siem, 35-1, which maybe tells you a little bit something about what they think about the other guys in the 35-1 range. Jorge Campillo is there as well. Jeff Winther, Jaden Schaefer, Guido Migliozzi. Gavin Green has been playing pretty well. And then you get into the 45s, and honestly, I'm not sure you're going to have to go down that low. But this is one of those tournaments where, again, the golf course is weird, so some things could happen. So I could really like Alexander Knapp at 55-1. Nikolai von Dellinghausen at 90-1 is worth at least a look, in my opinion. Thomas Aiken could be a look in the 100-1 range just because he has that kind of veteran experience to maybe play here. Shiv Kapoor loves this golf course. I don't think he's going to win, but at 130-1, I could get there. I could be interested in him and SSP Chaurasia. Both those guys are 130-1. They're both Indian. They both have good experience on this golf course in tournaments, by the way. Not just playing the golf course. Good experience in tournaments. I could get behind that. I saw an interesting note, and I forget who this was from. I want to say Ben Coley, who does a great job with DP World Tour stuff, and I highly recommend following him if you want to bet DP World Tour. But he seems convinced that Lukas Bjerregaard is starting to figure something out. And he played the Dimension Data Pro-Am on the Challenge Tour, European Challenge Tour, which is their Korn Ferry Tour. And he threw up a couple of good rounds in the 60s and then a couple of awful rounds otherwise. But if he can level that out a little bit more, good than bad, could be very interesting. Maybe not this week. 150-1 is probably a little bit much, given just the nature of the tournament. But I keep an eye on him. Just keep an eye on him moving forward. And then that's kind of where I'll leave it for the DP World Tour this week. Hopefully, we'll get some numbers on the Honda LPGA Thailand for stateside books. We'll give that to you tomorrow. We'll run over our model for the Honda Classic. We will talk a little bit about first round leader stuff. We'll try to go over some of that with you. Last week, we almost got there with Rahm. That would have been a good number that we talked about for a first round leader bet. Would have also been quite obvious, but we almost got there. And we'll see if we can do a little bit better this week on first round leader and maybe get a little juice on the winner instead of having to worry about guys sub 10-1 winning a golf tournament this week. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thank you for listening to the show. If you check us out on a podcast service, please give us a 5-star review. You can also check us out on Golf News Net Radio. The show airs multiple times each week on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can check out this show or Tuesday show and Wednesday show. We just build on them into the station list. So you'll be able to hear it multiple times over the course of a week. Be sure to check out golfnewsnet.com if you want to join as a member. Again, $50 a year through this is really the last week for it. Then we're going up to $100 for a year next week. But the number of tools that we're adding, player profiles, all kinds of stuff. It's just a better value than it used to be. So We've seen a good response to that, and we'll keep it going. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow for our course, form, and model show, and we will look forward to you speaking to you then. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on The Press.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.